in the village. Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ, and I got the beautiful Eva Marie. We are in the village. Guess what, y'all? This is a second helping. We had to get in here and get this going for you guys. We really only have one topic and one topic only. We're going to go through it and discuss it. But before we do that, Eva Marie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I am actually was out working out and I had to run home to do a second helping. That's yeah. Right. So I'm like, I'm hot over here.
we know you're hot. So,
Yeah. Well, okay. So it's a little warm in my world right now. I'm going to have to change into a t-shirt before I go back out.
You must have warmed up over there.
No, it's about 50, but walking. Yeah. The walking. Okay, these glasses are really huge on my face where they were not really huge on my face before. Wow. Yeah, just the walk-in kind of gets me going.
Gotcha. All right, Village. So we have, like I said, we have one topic and we're going to hit this really quick. And, you know, like I said, the second helping is just you need that little bit extra of the Village. You know, we hit you with a spoonful of potatoes, maybe an extra piece of chicken, some collard greens. Maybe a small piece of cornbread, you know, just something, just a little something, something extra to help you out. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and jump into it. What was you going to say? I think my description was pretty good, personally. But yeah, so we got a quick topic here, and this is one that Eva Marie actually found. So Village, here we go. This is right here, this is the white extremist group, Patriot Front. This group is actually preparing for a world after Donald Trump. And after reading through the link that you sent me, Eva Marie, holy hell. Just reading some of the like the interviews with the different members, it was mind-blowing. It really was mind-blowing to see
it
that
isn't it?
These individuals really and truly think this way.
Yeah.
It's insane, right? So off the bat, you know, one of my biggest things is if you're in an extremist group or something like that, man, show your face. Show your face. Be proud of who you are. If you're a racist, you're a racist, man. It's cool. It is what it is. Oh, Village, on a side note, don't forget, Grown and Grinding will be available for sale here shortly. Once we get everything back up and going, we will be available to sell the shirts, and we're going to get these out to you guys. All right, so let's just scroll down some more here. Like, this is, you know, it's just amazing that, and like I said, these... Let me say this, Village, this does not represent every person that supports Donald Trump. Let's just be clear about that, right? Let's be very, very clear. But this is also a section of America that needs to be watched. Why? Because this is dangerous. It's dangerous in the simple fact that we have a group of people who literally are saying, if he's not reelected, we're ready for another war. We're ready for a race war. And as a white male, we will come out on top. That says, you know, we've often heard how David Duke has supported Hillary Clinton, or they were friends, or things of that nature, right? And I totally get that. I'm fine with it. I understand what's happening. But this is here and now. David Duke, as far as I know, never said if Hillary Clinton wasn't reelected or elected that we're going to start a war, a race war. And so this is why this section of America needs to be watched. It blows me away because prior to Eve Marie sending this, I'd never heard of this group, and it's a 3-year-old group, so they're fairly new. So, but I'd never heard of them. I'd never heard of this group, but they're 3 years old, and they have a very large following. And there it is. So, Eva Marie, what are your thoughts about this?
It's insanity to me. I mean, this is stuff that we saw on the Maury Povich show in the 80s.
Right.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, some of these statements they're making, like, when they ask what the beliefs led you to join it, this guy actually said that his core principle was the rejection of the notion of equality.
Mm-hmm.
The rejection of the notion of equality.
Right. That's absolutely
the categorical
insane.
Rejection of universal democracy. Mm-hmm. And in an explicit in-group preference. That is just insane. The amount of that message and how big it is insane. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. And the idea that this other gentleman said that people of color are making themselves get shot by the police.
Right. I read that one too.
Who goes out like, yeah, they're making it. We're creating a race war that doesn't exist. And in the same breath, but there is no such thing as equality.
Right.
And I think the crazy part, I sent you this one, but I've probably read 4 other articles since then of these different white supremacy groups.
Mm-hmm.
Live and well, sending each other messages through Rocket Chat for this one, Discord.
Yeah, Discord is another one that I read about. I Googled the platforms they use. Discord is another one they use.
Yeah. And I think what simmers in the back of my mind is, if you look at these groups, it's a lot of younger folks. There's older folks, but it's a lot of younger folks.
That's what
scares
me. And,
you know, teenagers and young adults, mm-hmm. whose brains are still growing are very influenced very easily.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So you take some of these kids that maybe they had a really rough time growing up, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I don't think that bullying crosses racial divides.
Right.
Anybody can be bullied by anybody. So you take some kids that maybe had a tough time growing up, maybe they grew up very, very poor, maybe mm-hmm. whatever, and then you give them, it's the same thing as gangs and the gang mentality, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason gangs are so very influential to young people is because they give them a place to belong.
Yes.
You go along with whatever, even if you don't 100% feel a certain way, you go along with it. And I see a lot of these white supremacy groups in the same light. Mm-hmm. Not that there aren't some people that are hardcore. Obviously, the people that they interviewed were hardcore, but are all of these kids hardcore, or are you giving them a place to belong?
Right.
Are you giving them a place to belong? And then you're feeding them these lies that fuel a certain fire within them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say it, kids will die for you.
Yeah.
This is why supremacist groups of any type go after the youth.
Right.
Because kids will die for you.
Mm-hmm.
Kids will die for a cause. You give them something that they think fills them up, and mm-hmm. they think that they don't realize that most of these guys will not die for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. But you give them, it's a cult. You give them a place to belong. You give them a sense of brotherhood, and then you let them spew whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it forms these groups.
Exactly.
There are people who are very much 100% racist, and then there are people, a lot of these young people, that get kind of tugged into it or were born into it, and it's the only thing they've ever known.
Yeah.
The only thing they've ever heard is, you know, how Muslims and people of these different races are bringing down the United States, and if it ain't white, it ain't right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so yeah. it's And it's scary. And it's very scary because a lot of these young people have money and a lot of them have never had a record, so they can get a gun and then they will die for you and they will take out people with them.
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate reality about that is these individuals that are associated with these groups, you know, you're right. They do have a age group that they target because they know it's easier to mold these young minds. It's so much easier. It's easy to take a 12, 13, 14 year old and mold him into this, and then they're raised up in this and they don't know any better, right?
And it's easy to take a 18 year old.
That too. 18, 19,
and 20 year olds.
Yeah, it's still.
You really still give them what they think is the top of the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. You put them up there as king of the hill, they're going to want to stay. And then you convince them that the only way they can stay king of the hill is these reasons. And you tell them, you know, people of color are making our race less. You know, I can't say the word, but you know the word I'm looking for. You take them, all these things. And it's like, it's crazy.
And this is a line right here, Eve Marie, like this thing says, they march, they cover pro Black Lives Matter billboards with their own propaganda. They march in the middle of the night. It may seem like a small thing. Empty streets, right? That's fine, right? But here's the thing. It has recruited 21 new members in the last 30 days.
30 days. 21 new members.
New members. That 21 becomes 61 or 161 within the next 6 months, right? And the next thing you know, by next summer, they could be 6,000-7,000 members strong. You don't know how these things are going to snowball. That's the problem. Here's the piece of it that I've always said, you know, in the village, sometimes I get laughs for this. Sometimes I get, people say, okay, I understand. But at the end of the day, I have more respect for those that are openly racist than those who try to hide it, because at least I know where you stand at the end of the day. I understand. I don't understand why you hate me because of the color of my skin. It doesn't make sense to me. But at the end of the day, if you're open about who you are, okay, cool, whatever. At least I know who you are. I don't want you to try to hide it. If you hate me because I am a Black man in America, then so be it. I'm fine with that, right? But be honest and let's just move on with our lives. Yeah. At the end of the day, I think my fear comes from number one, we're raising two little Black boys. We're also raising a transgender child. You know, yeah. like the all of them are subject to being hurt based on who they are, right?
Yeah.
And there it is. That's the sad part about all this. So, you know, these little groups like this, I'm gonna say this. They can go and target, you know, the local park and try to get someone. But at the end of the day, listen, you know, all these little militia groups and things of that nature, you get a real SEAL team let's just say Joe Biden wins and these little militia groups want to have a little insurrection, as we call it. Listen, you're going to get a small SEAL team that will probably take all of you guys out in a matter of hours. It wouldn't take them much time.
Yeah. So, I still think a little bit of my worry mm-hmm. with groups like this. And it's not enough that it keeps me up at night at this point.
Right.
But
same here.
I guess my hope is that they don't converge into one. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think of them as a long-term threat, but could they do some damage? Yes, they could. And to me, even one life lost is one life lost.
Yes, I agree.
I don't like seeing people dead from either side of any of the current arguments. And so for me, it's like, here's my other part. I don't want our youth fed these lies.
Right.
I don't want a kid's life screwed up because because they've kind of been pulled into that, right. Those ideas.
Racism is rooted in ignorance and stupidity.
Exactly.
To think that you are superior because your skin is a different color is absolutely insane. That's yeah. To base hate and your thought process of supremacy because your skin is this color, mm-hmm. it's just an ignorant mindset.
It is. And you know, something I've always taught my kids is that there's beauty in difference. There's beauty in everybody having different cultures. There's beauty in people having different skin colors. That's beautiful. That's what, you know, there's beauty in race. And there's beauty in blending of races. And what a really cruddy world must you live in when you think that only one thing is right? When you don't get to see the beauty that is all this different stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, to think that there's people out there literally teaching our youth that, it just makes me angry. It makes me really, really, really angry, you know? Mm-hmm. That people are teaching our young people to take up arms and force other people to believe that, you know, I don't know. I lost my train of thought there, but yeah, it's crazy.
It is. It's a crazy concept to literally say, we hate you because of this. If you hate me because I'm a bad person, or you think I'm a bad person, then so be it. I'm okay with that. Right? If you think I'm a bad human, cool, man. Cool. We can still talk about it. But if you're going to hate me based on my skin tone, I still want to talk to you because I want to show you that just because I'm a different color than you, it doesn't mean that I want to bring America down. It doesn't mean that I'm a drug dealer or anything else. It's just, I'm a black man. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. There's nothing different. My skin is just a different color than yours. And these notions is not only wrapped in ignorance, even Marie, but it's also wrapped in fear. It's wrapped in fear. We're afraid of becoming the minority in this country. Well, newsflash, you're going to become the minority in this country. That's just the nature of it all. Science has already said white is eventually not necessarily going to be phased out. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying as a minority, I guess white male will be a minority. And I'm not saying anything bad about that or indifferent, whatever. It's just people in this day and age, in the year 2020, we're tap dancing damn near on 2021. For a lot of people, not only is love genderless, but love is colorless.
Yes.
People don't give a damn. Are you attracted to this person? Yes. Did we start a relationship? Yes. We got married and had kids. Guess what? She's Korean and he's from freaking Jamaica. I've seen that. Or she's from the UK and he's from Korea. People are falling in love with everyone and we're blending and we're melting. And then they have kids. And guess what? Those children go and marry, let's just say they have a little girl. The little girl is now half black, half Korean. Guess what? She goes and marries a man from Bangladesh, right?
Yeah.
These things are happening. And that's why you're starting to see more and more people every day
who are
biracial, who are mixed, this, that, and the third. It just, love doesn't, I personally, like I said, growing up on the West Coast, it just, for me, seeing different races together, it never fully clicked in my mind. It just was not a big deal. That's what I'm trying to say. So with that said, Eva Marie, I hope that this group doesn't try to actually do something. I hope that they don't try and say, well, the president didn't win, so we're going to go and we're going to raise hell. I hope to God you don't do that, because that is not what you want to do with your life.
Yeah, I was even reading in here that this particular white extremist group, they don't care who wins. They don't care either way. In fact, they said that, I remember reading correctly, they said casting a ballot is a crappy thing to do.
Yeah, it's
so they don't care.
It's a step for tyranny.
Yeah, and here's a point I want to make. These groups have been here before our current administration. They're going to be here after our current administration.
Yes.
They've been here. They've been here since the founding of the country.
In one form or fashion, they've been here.
I'm not scared of them, but I am leery, and I do watch just because I think we will have flare-ups. I think we'll have flare-ups on either side, depending on who's elected.
Oh, yes.
We're in a very volatile moment in American history because we have a pandemic going on, a volatile presidential election, and our economy is crappy. So we're in a very volatile moment in history, but I don't think that that volatile moment in history is going to be so huge at this particular time period that it's going to change day-to-day life for the majority of Americans.
No, you're probably right.
I just don't think so.
The majority of Americans are going to live their lives accordingly and not give a damn one way or the other, right? Yeah. But the only reason why I'm concerned is because, number one, we have two little black boys and a transgender child. I don't want them to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Me either. Yeah. You know, my concern is that people stay safe. Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Just stay safe.
We need people to stay safe.
Stay safe, stay vigilant, all that good stuff, you know?
Stay safe, stay vigilant. As you've told me before, keep your head on a swivel. Just know what's going on around you.
Know what's going on around you. You know, just because you live in a small, not heavily populated area of America, it doesn't mean that these people don't exist in your neighborhood. They could be
in spades.
They could be somebody that works at the grocery store. They could be somebody that works at the local YMCA or whatever is making your fast food. You don't know who these individuals are, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as long as you keep your head on a swivel, I think we're all going to be okay. But it's just like I said, it's sickening, and it's a very sad thing that this is the direction we're headed. Like, like politically, you know, even before politics, Eva Marie, these groups existed. But now in the political arena, the very nature of our political parties right now, it's either a damned if you do and a damned if you don't. And just the damned if you do and damned if you don't depends on what side of the aisle you're standing on. And that's just what it is. And that's why I keep saying we need to get better at, or we need more than just than this two-party majority system. We do. Because this at this level is very ignorant. And it's a very sad, sad thing that this is what it's come to. So, you know, I'm hoping that this doesn't come to pass. And I'm hoping that these individuals will see the error of their ways and move on. Eve Marie, before we wrap it up, do you have anything else you want to say?
Nope.
All right, Village.
Okay, I'm in an interesting article. Yeah. I just found it a very interesting article. Very. I've read a lot of them recently.
It's very interesting to see stuff like this. It is. It is just sad. Like, you hate me because I'm black? You hate them because they pray to a different God than you? You hate them because they say this, that, or the third and feel this way about themselves? I don't have the right to hate anybody based on any reason. If you're just a bad person, then, dude, you're a bad person. It doesn't mean I hate you. You're just a bad person, and we're not meant to be even associates. There it is. Keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Right? But at the end of the day, we have to, there's gotta be that MLK moment, that Martin Luther King, we gotta come together. Because what you don't want is for a large number of people of color, and even those that support us, our white allies, if you will, to come to that moment when they say, hey, we about to step into this Malcolm X instead. You don't want that. And that's what a lot of people are doing. I've seen a huge uprising in black militia groups. And I'm going to tell you, man, they're not having it. They're not, Maybe at some point we need to discuss black militia groups as well that are saying, no, you will not intimidate voters. And a lot of them are, a lot of black militias, and they're showing it, they're standing around armed at polling sites waiting for somebody to trip.
Yeah.
You don't want that. That's what I'm going to say. You don't want that. Eve Marie, anything else?
Nope.
All right, Village. So as this, before we wrap things up here, if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, I handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. I'm also at Enlighten My Mind. Eve Marie is at Muse Chaotic. That's at MuseKaotic. If you guys want to listen to the show, we can be heard through multiple sites: Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Tumblr, Podomatic, Spotify. Right now, we're broadcasting through our YouTube channel. And if you want to check out on LinkedIn, search for me, Kevin Johnson. Instagram is Welcome to the Village. Facebook is Welcome to the Village. Google phone is 619-387-8125. Eva Marie, thank you so very much, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Again, Village, this is the second helping. This is that extra scoop of potatoes, piece of chicken.
Here we go.
Cornbread.
Oh, gosh.
Just top you off. That's it. Just going to top you off. All right, guys. So as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.